Hi, I'm Danielle Kelly. Welcome to another JPR live session where we get to chat with artists we love and hear one-of-a-kind in-studio live performances. Today, our guest is Parker Millsap. His music is full-spectrum Americana, including blues, folk, rock. He shared stages and penned songs for other JPR favorites like Patty Griffin, Old Crow Medicine Show, Shovels and Rope, Lake Street Dive, John Fulbright, Jason Isbell, Sarah Jarosz. Parker Millsap has performed on Conan O'Brien and Austin City Limits. His new album is called Wilderness Within You, and he's here today at the beginning of his West Coast tour. Welcome, Parker.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's really nice to meet you and have you here in person. Last time we talked to you was summer of 2021. It was a live session from afar, and you had just released your fifth album, ironically, in this situation, called Be Here Instead. And it was over the phone that we got to talk to you, and that was really great. That was from your home in Madison, Tennessee, is that correct?
Yeah, that's where I live.
Very cool. You mentioned that was your basement, like your demo studio. Is that still your setup today?
I actually moved down the street. I live like five houses down from that spot now.
Oh, right on. Right on. Well, can you paint us a little sense of place? What's Madison like?
Yeah, Madison is it's kind of just a little suburb, you know? It's separated from Nashville proper by like a highway. It's part of the like metro consolidated government, so it's still Nashville, but there are a whole lot of musicians that have been moving to Nashville to Madison particularly the past few years, so it's really nice to be surrounded by so many musicians and friends.
Oh wow. And then that proximity is probably really handy, just to hop, skip and jump over to the big lights, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's all right there.
Very cool. Well, in our last session, you sort of gave us the picture of what your hometown was like back in Oklahoma, Purcell, strokes of lots of cattle, church and football and open skies. Yeah. Do you have family hanging out there still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My parents live in Purcell, and many relatives live within about 15 minutes of there. So.
Oh, right on. Do you get back there much to visit?
Yeah, probably like two or three times a year I get to go to Oklahoma.
Very cool. Back a couple years back, did you find yourself doing many live sessions like that remotely?
I did as many as I could, as many as I was invited to do. It was kind of funny, the whole everybody scrambling to get their home studio set up. And I tried a bunch of different things with mine, but eventually ended up just going with the camera and the microphone that are built into the computer,
sure.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did that experience in that period kind of change your writing or your content at all?
A little bit. It was weird to not get to go play shows, you know. So I wasn't getting to go play new material, but I had more time than ever to write new material, which was really nice. I wrote a whole lot more than I ever have before. But it's nice to be able to get back out and actually go play the songs that I've written.
I hear that. Well, we're big fans. We felt really lucky to get to connect with you in that way. And we're certainly super excited to have you here live in the studio. And we would love to hear one of your new songs. What would you like to play for us first?
Yeah, this one's called Running on Time. Look in the eye of a brand new morning, look in the face of another new day. Look at the line where the sun is forming, look at the place where the evening makes way. Look at the way that the light is stretching over the earth like a blanket of gold. Every day it's another lesson, learning the way that a life can unfold. And it's running on time, running on time, running on time, running on time, running on time. It's running on time. How many times have the seasons shifted? How many tides have I tumbled to shore? How many times has the sunlight lifted everything out of the darkness before? How many minutes since the moment somebody started keeping the score? If I could rewind and hold it, I'd probably want just a little bit more. But it's running on time, running on time, running on time, running on time, running on time. It's running on time. Cherish the love that wanders my way. Hey, 'cause it's running on time, running on time, running on time, running on time, running on time. It's running on time.
Running on Time, that is Parker Millsap live here at JPR in a JPR live session, a new tune from the new record Wilderness Within You. Gorgeous. I've been listening back to some of your, you know, the first work I was introduced to from yours was The Very Last Day and, you know, getting ready to talk to you. And I heard this distinct evolution of a very, you know, folky, rootsy sound from The Very Last Day, a little more electric. You plugged in and kind of rocked out on other arrangements. And the evolution sort of continued in a little more electronic direction in Be Here Now. And I heard something that really lit me up that you had said about that album in an interview somewhere, that you had a realization or something someone had told you that finally sunk in about, you know, if you're thinking about the through line of your music or what your sound or your brand was, you finally started believing that you were the through line and the sound, the defining sound of your music. And I just was thinking, what a powerful realization to have. And then, you know, listening to this new record, you've got stringy, stompy tracks like Front Porch In, and then there's these other ones like So Far Apart that's got more loops and drum machines. And I was just wondering if you could talk about that evolution a little bit more. Was it, you know, was it the pandemic shutdown, you know, where we're all left with our devices to play with? Or, you know, what's the draw to the electric? What's the recipe and the reason for the electric infiltration?
The person who told me about like the through line, it was the producer of Be Here Instead, John Aniello. He was like, man, just like your voice is the thing that people are going to hear. And like, that's whatever is happening around your voice. Like, that's the center of the records. And for me, that was liberating. 'Cause like, oh yeah, I can just do whatever I want.
Right on.
And if you know, if there's a place for risk taking, the creative space, doing it in music and art, it's like very low consequence, really, to take risks. And I'm just always trying to learn more about music, and I'm always listening to new kinds of music, and you know, particularly electronic music is interesting and inspiring to me because I had no interaction with it until fairly recently. You know, I've been involved in music basically my whole life, but I had never really messed with drum machines or synthesizers or any of this, mostly from like a, a purist sort of like trying to protect my purity of being a roots musician or something. But I don't think about it like that anymore. I just think, you know, like at one time guitars were new, you know, they were a brand new instrument and people who were playing guitars were like kind of on the forefront of things. I'm always trying to learn new ways to make music and get inspired by other philosophies, other disciplines. There's always something to be learned. And really, I, you know, because I listen to such diverse music, I feel like it would be dishonest of me to just like stick really hard to one genre, because that would be like not letting other things influence me, which to me, like, that's the point of being an artist, is you take in the world around you and it comes back out in whatever you make somehow. So
that must be really freeing to not have to feel like you need to put your genre, you know, be put in a genre box or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. I think it maybe, you know, frustrates label people or something. I mean, everybody at 30 Tigers is great, but you know, me and many of my friends who, you know, swim in similar water have been told that we're not easy to market necessarily, because we don't stick to one thing. But I think, you know, it's more fun this way.
Well, it really creates a dynamic listen going from track to track on the new album, a really cool mix. So kudos on that. There's a really special guest you've got on this album. Her folk highness, Gillian Welch, joins you on the title track, Wilderness Within You. How did that collaboration come to be?
I wrote the song and brought it into the producer. And he was like, man, we should get somebody else to sing with you on this. And the first name out of my mouth was Gillian Welch. And, you know, luckily my now retired manager named Norm, he worked with Gillian for a number of years. And so I was like, all right, if there's a time to, you know, try to use this card to get Gillian on a song, this is it. So I reached out to Norm and said, hey, can you send this song to Gill and see if she'd be interested in singing on it? And she said, yeah, she's into it. So a couple of weeks later, she came by the studio where we were recording. It's just like a few miles from her house. She lives there in Nashville, too.
Had you met her before?
Very briefly. At a festival once. Mm-hmm. She said yeah, and she came over, and we just ran the song like four or five times and picked the best one. We didn't use headphones. We didn't rehearse beforehand. She just showed up, and we did it till we got it right.
Well, it's a gorgeous track. Really,
thank you.
Very cool. Talk about a magic wand. Well, we'd love to hear another song. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to do that song. I'm going to do Wilderness Within You. In your heart, there's a wilderness within you, and it's been there since the start. There's an oak tree tall and mighty, there's a sparrow small and frail, that old creek's always winding down a million rabbit trails. There's a molehill like a mountain, in the mountain there's a cave. There's a brand new mama shouting while the wolves howl off her babe. There's a wilderness within you, a coral reef inside your soul. There's a wilderness within you, and it's out of your control. There's a hill that's ever rolling, there's a sea that's never still. There's a story still unfolding, and I wish it always would. There's a field that's full of violets, there's a bruise that's purple brown, there's a little bit of violence in a lot of fertile ground. There's a prairie wide and open, there's a jungle deep and dense. There's a sunset for the hoping in a busted down old fence. an ocean in your mind. There's a wilderness within you. There's a whole lot left to find. There's a voice that whispers softly. There's a tongue that's telling lies. There's the problem and the solving are tangled up inside. There's a wilderness within you. There's a seed inside your soul. There's a wilderness within you, and it's out of your control. And it's out of your control.
That is the title track, Wilderness Within You, of Parker Millsap's new release. And we've been gifted a gorgeous signed copy in vinyl that we are going to give away to a lucky listener later today after the session. So stay tuned on that. Parker, we wanted to congratulate you. We've been just watching your record climb the charts. I think at last time we checked, you're at about 9 on the America.
Number 9.
That's so cool. Congratulations. And like, what, if anything, does that kind of recognition mean anything to you?
Yeah. I mean, anytime people are listening to the stuff that I make, I'm stoked on it. The most meaningful thing for me is always like playing a show. You know, being in the room with people and doing the songs and getting that, you know, having that like kind of circle. Like I express myself and my love and my gratitude through music, and then people clap to express their gratitude back. You know, that is just like that immediate gratification. And feels like complete, you know, like making a record and send it out into the world is kind of a one directional thing. You just put it out there, and sometimes you hear from somebody on the internet who may or may not like it, you know. but live, it just feels complete.
Cool. So on this album, we heard about slowing down, connection to nature, smelling roses. I have a suspicion, but I wanted to hear from you what inspired these particular themes.
Everything. I mean, you know, there's quite a few books I've read in the past few years that have really kind of changed my perspective. Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer was like a big, just kind of a mind shift for me. There's this writer called Dan Flores who wrote this book called Coyote America, and then he just released another one called Wild New World that's all about like the flora and fauna of ancient America and like humans in America prior to European, you know, colonization. So books and, you know, the constant news coverage of new climate change catastrophe and, you know, new stories of ecological breakdown pretty regularly, all those negative things, but also some like, you know, taking mushrooms and going out in the woods and seeing the way that we are so entwined and lucky to be here with nature.
Lots of themes of introspection and appreciating the moment and how we're spending our time and a look at ourselves. And I wondered how, if any of that has changed the way touring feels. You know, we all had this big weird pause in our chance to connect to audiences live like that. And I wondered, bringing this particular music with these topics, I wonder if your live shows have felt different in any way, or touring's felt different.
Yeah, you know, touring has felt pretty different since 2020 for a bunch of different reasons. You know, it was just kind of weird there for a while. We were all like tentatively booking tours, and then sometimes you cancel and sometimes it works out, and sometimes you don't cancel, but then there's like a wave in the city you're visiting, so nobody can come to the show, you know? So it's been strange, but this tour has been really, really great. It's felt, the most normal it's felt in a while, you know, and I'm getting to tour with a really great band.
Who's on stage with you this time around?
Bobby Steinfeld playing keys, Hayden Kotcher on drums, and Michael Zimmerman on bass. We did a whole lot of rehearsal, like probably more rehearsal than I've ever done for a tour. And it's like, it's paying off.
Oh, how cool.
It feels really good. So that feels great. You know, I since, you know, 2020 and learning about a lot of the, I guess, I don't know, consequences of industrialism, I do have, you know, reservations about like, well, it takes a lot of gas to tour and, you know, CDs and vinyl are made out of oil, you know,
yeah.
But this is the way that I know how to, you know, make a living. And we all are kind of stuck in this thing of making money to live. So
yeah.
This is how I do it. You know, I'm not personally, blowing up a mountain, but
yeah. Hey, speaking of your environmental interests and passions, any leads on the electric van tour van yet?
No.
Dang it.
Not yet.
Oh man.
Elon bought Twitter, so he's not investing in vans.
His attention is elsewhere. Oh my God. Well, that's cool. And are these musicians that you got to get ready for tour with and be touring with, are they the same people that you put the album together with as well?
They're actually not. No.
Oh, wow.
The musicians on the record were all, with the exception of one of the keyboard players, I had never met or played with any of the people on the record. And that was intentional. I have done all the records up until this one. We've done like a lot of rehearsing beforehand to make sure that... make sure everybody that's ready and that we're not like wasting money in the studio, you know? But with this one, I had so much material, and I wanted to try something different. And I'd been listening to a lot of jazz records, particularly like 50s and 60s jazz. And, a lot of those guys would just like show up with a chart, you know, here's the chord progression, here's the melody line, 1, 2, 3, go. And then they record it and it's the coolest stuff you've ever heard. So, I'm no Miles Davis, but I was like, we can at least try some spontaneity like that. So we did, and it worked out really great. But yeah, when I got ready to come on this tour, I was able to find some dudes who are available and into the music, and it's been really great.
How cool. So what's the most exciting thing on your horizon after the tour? Or do you pretty much get, you know, like tour tunnel vision when you're on tour? You're doing this and then you'll come up for air later, or are there other things that are popping up after this?
Yeah, I do get tour tunnel vision. It's hard to be thinking a month from now when you got like, you know, 15 cities between now and then. But
sure.
But right before this tour started, I started like just basically making friend dates for July so that when I get home, I'll have stuff to do that's, you know, on my to-do list and go see my people. It's really easy to like be a hermit after tour. I already have hermetic tendencies,
sure.
You know, so after a month of like, you know, peopling, it's easy for me to crawl in a hole, but I'm learning that that's not the best way to go about it.
Sure. And as far as other, you know, side activities, what else are you doing? For environmental activities. I know you have a couple projects with your wife. Anything new on the horizon there?
Nothing. I mean, really now it's a personal project. I think I told you earlier, I moved like 5 houses down and I was able to purchase a home. So we're like turning our whole yard into like native plant area. Like, we've planted like 25 trees on our property
far
and more to come. So, I'm trying to get my home,
food forest.
Biodiverse. And we're growing some food. I got tomatoes and stuff. Meg, I hope you're watering them. Please water them.
That's so awesome.
And then my wife runs a tree planting campaign in Nashville. She's responsible for like 30,000 plus trees being planted in like the last 3 years.
What's that called? What's the campaign?
It's called Root Nashville.
Very cool.
Housed at the Cumberland River Compact, which is like the kind of the premier environmental org in Middle Tennessee.
Right on. Well, we'd love to hear another tune. What would you like to play next?
Yeah, I'm going to play Front Fortune. Got a marijuana cigarette, I got a can of beer, I can see my baby's silhouette, she's sitting right here.
We'll be out here sipping when the spring is finally sprung. We'll still be out here half drunk. When it's raining, cats and dogs that don't disrupt our dialogue, yes. Even when the summer sun is scorching, we'll be front porch. Got a little motorbike. I don't need no fancy wheels. And anyway, I kinda like how walking feels. I'm laughing at the cars that pass. Got no reason to go that fast. Wish they'd slow down and sit on the front porch for a bit. Cause when the winter winds are whipping, we'll be out here sipping. When the spring is finally sprung, we'll still be out here half drunk. When it's raining, cats and dogs that don't disrupt our dialogue, yes. Even when the summer sun is scorching, we'll be front porch.
Song of the summer. That's my vote. Front Porch, and that's Parker Millsap live in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio. That's from his latest record out now, Wilderness Inside You. You can find Parker Millsap's music, merchandise, tour schedule for this Wilderness Within You tour at www.parkermillsap.com. We've got one of those beautiful vinyls that you can also find online. We've got one of those signed copy that we're giving away right after this live session. So thank you for that. Parker Millsap, thank you so much for coming in and spending time with us today.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Please stay in touch. Keep sending us your music. And please stop by next time you're on tour on the West Coast.
Will do. Thank you.
Thanks. This JPR live session has been made possible with support from Dos Mariposas Vineyards and Lavender. They're located between Jacksonville and Medford, Oregon. Their family-friendly and four-legged friend welcome tasting room and grounds serve local wine varietals, Mexican beer, tamales, and host art events, dance lessons, and live music weekly. More at DosMariposasVineyards.com. This session is engineered by John Griffin. I'm Danielle Kelly. And open air will continue right after this.